Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Baltimore City celebrated its first ever Black History Month parade on Monday with the theme A Walk in Legacy. So the decision from the mayor's office to host the parade came shortly, if you don't remember, after the second straight cancellation of the annual Martin Luther King Jr. parade last month due to weather. The same thing happened the year before. And the parade celebrated culture and a way to honor those who have left a lasting legacy. The parade featured several local marching bands, schools, and community groups who marched in the parade, including Veterans for Peace and We Are Us. Now, spectators still kind of had to brave the very windy, cold weather a little bit, but they said they are already looking forward to next year's celebration.
Number two.
There is now a spreadable coffee that you can smear on your toast. There's a Swiss company online that's selling tubes of coffee that you can put on toast or a croissant. It's actually thick enough that you can even put it on fruit like a banana. They also advertise it as a product that you can eat or drink. So you can either spread it on food or it can be mixed in water to create instant coffee. So far, reactions online have actually been mixed. And if you're interested in trying it, the company is called No Normal Coffee. And you can only purchase these tubes online. A single tube is going to cost you $17. And they say that it's equivalent of 20 cups of coffee.
Like, if you're spreading coffee onto things at this point, is this where you have a problem?
What's the difference between this and Nutella?
Well, it's not, Nutella's not caffeinated.
But it's sugary. It's like one or the other. And like the thickness though, no?
How much caffeine does one human need in a day?
I mean, if you're going to put, and also no shade, no tea, like Nutella on toast with a banana, all that kind of thing. I know that's the vibe, but it's still sugary AF. So you're still getting like wired. Yeah. This is just caffeinated. At first I was like, wait, what? But then when I did the comparison, at this point, it's like kind of the same.
Kind of.
Number one.
So last September, we got teased with some false rumors of a Goonies sequel, but now it's actually happening for real this time. Warner Brothers announced that Steven Spielberg and Chris Columbus are returning to produce Goonies 2. So Chris wrote the screenplay for the 1985 original based on Spielberg's story. So there isn't a director yet or any plot details, so it's pretty early on, but it's definitely in the works. And there's still no word on casting, but several OG Goonies have expressed interest in returning for a sequel.
Goonies falls into that category as movies I know I should have seen but have not. And I don't know why I have not seen the Goonies. Well, do you think that Goonies, have you seen Goonies?
I've only seen parts of Goonies. Yeah. It was kind of too young for me.
It feels like that's one of those things every person should have seen. There's just a category of movie. All Adam Sandler movies, and the Goonies falls in that category of like movies I know I should have seen. But like if you're a Goonies fan, because I feel like some remakes make sense and some don't.
I'm stoked for the fan base though. I mean, yes, we were talking about this last September, but these rumors have been going on for over a decade.
Yeah.
So for it to happen and also to have Steven Spielberg's name on it, like, I'm for it.
Yep.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.